modern day wizards, or if you like cats and spellcasting, become a programmer today. All you need to become a programmer is to pick a good language and search for tutorials. Before choosing a language, consider friendliness, popularity, and what other languages it will take you to. The friendliest of languages do not force you to set everything up from the get-go. They just let you program, invent, and flow. Many programmers think that strongly typed languages with manual memory management like C or C++ are much better than flexible languages like JavaScript. But JavaScript is the language behind all the web pages. And when you pick a language other than JavaScript, you will still need to learn JavaScript to make things work on the internet. So it's like the internet is encouraging you to learn the wisest language of them all, JavaScript. And JavaScript can work on the server with Node.js, create desktop applications with Electron, and make mobile apps with several different platforms. In all cases, you write one program and then it works on all the different operating systems or phone types. With other languages, you can't write for the web. You are stuck on the server, desktop, or mobile, and often you will need to rewrite your application for multiple operating systems. Yeah, JavaScript may seem bulky when compared to the other languages, but they require so much work that it doesn't really matter. In other languages, programmers spend years reinventing things that JavaScript already comes with for free. What's really going on is that a lot of programmers learned the wrong programming language to start with, and now they are cranky that they still have to learn JavaScript. It is very important to understand that learning a wrong programming language does open up gateways towards places that JavaScript would not always be very good at. And certainly, it provides a programmer with patterns that JavaScript programmers are not familiar with. The most informed of programmers know about a dozen programming languages, and they pull lessons and ideas out of all of them, applying it to their main language. You'll still learn lots of different languages. Possibly, JavaScript will serve as a gateway to C++ and C because the syntax is so similar. But, you know, life is a lot easier when you start with a rich and colorful language like JavaScript. As to the cat thing, you will be glad to know that becoming a great and powerful programmer is just about also the silliest and sweetest thing in the world. Programmers will tell you that learning programming and inventing new things is very hard work, but that is just an inside joke, and there is much more to it. And here, I reveal the biggest secret of programming, so you better sit down and grab onto something, or just, you know, grab onto your butt, as that will also work. Hard work is involved, but only to tire yourself out, to then, after a few days or maybe even weeks, take an incredible nap that only a cat could. That's right. The secret of great programmers is in weaving their inventions upon waking up from a long and glorious nap. In that way, surely, programmers can be seen as part feline. But really, naps are just an underrated form of well-earned art. You know the kinds of naps that I'm talking about, right? The ones where you are not sure what day it is, or if the nighttime means that it's early morning the following day, or late evening 2 days after. And there's this distinct feeling that while all the people around you are still the same, somehow you have traveled between the universes. Yeah, those kinds of naps. You see, programming is a form of dreaming. But because you can program on your computer what is in your imagination, it is a very magical form of dreaming that makes dreams come true. It's a whole different kind of creativity and inventions. You get to make the things that are in your mind real. Go ahead. Why don't you try it? All you need to do to get started is search the internet for JavaScript tutorials.